home. We are WNST. AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore positive. We are one of those Baltimore positive places I can be. I feel a little gray today because it's really rainy, wintry, gloomy. But today we're going to make the spirits bright, even though this beautiful fish Christmas tree here at Fadley's is in front of me and not behind me. Dami Hahn is here. She sort of runs things around here. She is the fishmonger's daughter that you see in the parking lot next to State Fair and across from El Guapo in Catonsville. Life is always great in the 212-228, but it's also great down here at the new Lexington Market. They got like a gingerbread garden over here. I'm smelling cookies in the air. How are you?
I'm doing well.
You're shipping crab cakes all over the world. You're crazy right now. Be honest with me, right?
Getting ready for, this week's going to be nuts.
This is all you're going to see. This is your life for the next 10 days, right?
It is. Actually, 2 weeks. Yeah, all the way up through New Year's. So we are shipping all of our product all over the country. It's the best thing for gifts.
Show them that crab cake.
Okay, so listen.
She thinks she's on WBAL. She's got 2 minutes. She's got to show it all out, put it all. I'm going to see her eat shrimp with you. We're going to have some oysters proper. We're going to talk about Dan Roderick's show, which we promoted last week up at Gertrude's. Your friends up there.
John Shields.
My cousin John.
I feel
like your family. I got to tell you this. So nonetheless,
we're all connected.
During the plague, I started doing Baltimore Positive about 6.5 years ago. Now we've moved locations. During the plague, you were shipping these crab cakes to everybody I know. Brian Billick was buying these things out in Ohio, and these boxes were to the ceiling.
Yep.
In the old location. So when I say
next
you
week
do
they'll
shipping,
be to the ceiling again.
This is a serious thing. For everyone here who loves crab cakes, ships crab cakes, has family, whatever, then we're going to go sort of step by step for the things you can ship, and I've done this before.
So
you
we ship our crab cakes.
You have freezer stuff. You have fresh stuff. Look at
you. Yes, our crab cakes go fresh because we make them to order. Every single one is made to order. They're never frozen, but you can freeze them once you get them, or someone can freeze them.
I'm gonna hold
as
that up right here.
So we pack them up. We'll this is a dinner for four, so you can. Choose two of our sides, our famous coleslaw and potato salad, which, again, is made to order, and then the soup.
I get the cucumber salad and the mac and cheese. That's my jam here. But
yes, that's right. Or you know, the collard greens are really good, too. The collard greens, mac and cheese. Anyway, the
cucumber salad. Don't sleep on it.
The soups we do ahead of time frozen because the liquid just will run all over the box. But that's the only thing we got in there, you know, that's frozen. But
now,
anyway,
one thing, let me say this, because I
pack.
Had to tell everybody this story. I had a horror story about 6 years ago. I did the Super Bowl. Uh-huh. And I had, you don't have anybody on that comes on. They've got a celebrity. They sit down. They celebrity talks football, and then they promote their box of food.
Right.
So some company had a box of food, not your company. I'm talking about one of these food delivery companies
that delivers every day. Yes.
And they were charming me up, and I give them a card. And I swear to you, this is in late January. I swear it was April. I got out to the radio station, right, because we weren't manning the radio station. Uh-huh. And there was a box.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. I walked in. Well, you remember Peter. Peter worked for me. The box got brought in into the facility. And the place smelled like something died.
And it had been sitting there for
2 months. I thought, like, did a mouse get in here? Did a raccoon get in here?
Oh, my God. That's awful.
They shipped me salmon.
Oh, my God.
They didn't tell me they were shipping it. This is my point.
Well,
if you love someone and you are shipping Fadley's, you cannot surprise your cousin in Des Moines.
Please.
With crab cakes. Don't. You surprise them when you call them and say, I'm shipping this, and what delivery day? You got to get on this early.
Any delivery day you want. You choose your delivery day.
But you got to tell the person.
Yes. Otherwise, you give them a gift certificate. So what happens, or a gift voucher.
And then they can order whatever they want.
And then they can order, and we don't have an expiration date, so they can order whenever they want with a gift voucher. But what my father has on the website is we have on there our octogenarian curmudgeon, which he's a
nectogenarian.
Does not ship surprises because people could be on vacation. They could be out that day all day. You want them to know that it's coming.
And especially if you're the kind of person that gets your executive assistant to ship it to your cousin or whatever, call your cousin, let them know it's coming. That's all I'm asking.
Right.
Because this has happened to me.
Or give them a voucher, and the person can ship it whenever they want.
I haven't eaten salmon in 6 years because of that smell. No, I'm kidding. But, I mean, you don't want to have – what you want to have is fresh seafood, like what we brought here today.
Yes. All right. Well, we – and this is another thing we're doing for
I'll mic you up.
We do a lot of this for the
holidays. I know I'll mic you up. You know, I got a mic over here.
So these – I don't know if you could see them, but these are fresh.
No, you got to hold it up to the camera.
Okay,
right here.
Okay, here we go, camera. These are the fresh – these are – shrimp coming out of South Carolina, and they are fresh, never frozen, and they are so darn good. But we can steam platters for you.
Look at how hot they are. Right.
And they're beautiful.
Like, they're steaming. Here, put the box.
They're so delicious because they've never been frozen. They're actually fresh.
You can't ship these, though. But this has got to come down here to Lexington.
Well, you got to come down and get those. But we do party platters. So if you want 3 pounds on a party platter, if you want 5 pounds on a party platter, 10 pounds on a party platter, let us know. Call
My mother, it ain't shrimp without – it ain't Christmas without shrimp. We always had shrimp in our house.
We always had shrimp
And
Christmas
I'll be
too.
Honest. I married a woman who leaves more for me. My wife does not like shrimp. At all. Not
really?
A little bit. Not the. She won't cook them for me because it's just something about shrimp with her. Now, she'll watch me eat them or whatever. So we have not had shrimp
on the menu. I don't know. She might change her mind when she tastes
she's
one of these.
No, I've tried that. I mean, I did get her eating crab cakes. Well, Damian's our guest. We're at Fadley's. This is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It is presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Roz, I'm running low. I'm giving out Pac-Man tickets down here. I got Raven scratch-offs as well. We're going to be next week. We're going to be at Amici's in Little Italy on Tuesday. We're at Costas on Wednesday in Dundalk, my homeland. Come out and get some scratch-offs. But from a shipping perspective, this is very easy. FadleysCrabCakes.com. FadleysCrabCakes.com.
And I want to show you. Come on down and get a crab cake. Get your seafood for the holiday. And I have all kinds of fun, crabby gifts.
Oh, what
so
is this?
I have tea towels with crabs on them. I have sleigh bells, crab sleigh bells.
No, these don't just have crabs. They have crabs and Christmas trees.
And
hold
crabs
on.
And
I've never seen nothing like this.
Yes.
You know,
and
you're going to get me singing the crabs for Christmas
song. You
know,
oysters for your tree. I've got
crabs
wonderful candles. We recycle the candles and have
for
Royal Soaps is helping us out.
This
and,
isn't crab.
Annapolis candle. No.
Hold on.
But,
this is a
but
candle.
But it's a real can. It's one of our cans that we recycled. So we had a candle company put the candle in there, and they last like 120 hours, and they're fabulous.
Look at this. This doesn't smell like Old Bay, right?
No, it smells like driftwood and sea salt.
Hold on, let me smell it.
And then we have these awesome
bags.
You can't
give me a candle and not smell it.
We have these awesome bags that we put a lunch for two in. It's a great Christmas gift.
That smells like soap I would use. That's nice.
So you get these lunch bags with the crab cakes in them and the salads, and you can take them and give them as a gift. It's a great.
That's neoprene.
It is. It's awesome. So we have all kinds of fun Christmas things. Come on down and join us.
These are for napkins.
Sleigh bells. No.
What are these?
You hang them on the door. And so your door jingles when you open the door. And you can train your dog.
This would drive my cat nuts if I did this.
You could, people train their dogs to jingle them when they need to go outside.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling.
So how to train your dog is on the New England Bells site.
It's lovely weather for a crab cake together with you.
Yeah, see? Blue crab, red crab.
Giddy up.
Oh,
let's
and crab
go.
Cookie cutters. Make your cookies. Out of crabs. Crab cookie cutters. We got it all.
What?
Yes. Yep.
Give me
isn't
that.
Isn't that fun? You got to make a crab cookie cutter. Crab cookie.
Sugar cookie? Are
yep.
you a sugar cookie with
go.
That?
Yep. A crab cookie.
I didn't know you were doing this. I thought you just did oysters and food and stuff.
No. But you come down, get your lunch.
Are those oyster socks?
And oyster socks, crab socks, great stocking stuffers. Come visit us for lunch. Grab a couple fun things. Grab a shrimp platter
for your
party.
Is this your first Christmas at the market? It's your first Christmas at the new market.
At the new market. Yes, it is.
God, it feels like you've been here. It feels like your mother's been staring at me the whole time on the walls.
We've been here 9 months now.
Well, and this is fun for you, too, because you got the tree. Damie calls me. She's like my mother. She calls me hour before the show, and I'm freaking out thinking, like, something's wrong. How's your dad? How's your mom? You know, I think the worst, right? It's raining out. And she's like, I just want you to know, there's a big Christmas tree with crabs all over it where your table is. Just move next to it. So, like, literally, you have this amazing tree here, the crab tree here.
Yeah.
That's a part of the gig. And there's your mom, by the way, show her on the wall.
Yep.
Damian's been our friend here and our partner for a long, long time. I got to set my camera up, get it all ready, get everything ready here. Matt Gallagher's going to join us today. Robbie Leonard's going to be here later. Ruffin Bell's going to be here from Coppin State. But we just want to encourage everybody that, you know, we talk about shopping local and local Saturday.
Yep.
And
yep.
like, and then there's the Amazon Tuesday and spending
local
money
fun.
All over the world or whatever.
Yep.
You know, there's so many ways to support local businesses, whether it's a gift card or whether it's shipping food or whether it's gifts or all this stuff or just
crab
literally
cakes to go.
And this is something really important because my wife is leaving as we do the show like soon. She goes up to New Hampshire. She runs Wild with her sister, runs Wild with her dad, and they have all of these things that they do every Christmas. They go to these same restaurants, do the same thing. And I know you have some people here, but for people that are traveling in, I got family coming in on the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and they want to see Baltimore or whatever. To me, if you've got family home, because this really was only been here two and a half years, Fadley's has only been in here, which really kind of completed the market for 9 months, eight months. Bring your family, if you have people coming in and you want to get a crab cake, you're like, bring them down here.
Yes, it's
come
a
down
great
here
experience.
Because like you've decorated the place out. Parking was $1 an hour, and I can see my car. I literally can see my car from here. You can come down here for lunch in the afternoon. When are you and aren't you open holiday hours? That's because Christmas is wacky. It's a Wednesday.
Yeah, we're open 10 to 5, 10 to 5:30 on Fridays and Saturdays.
Monday, 23rd?
Monday. Yes. Yes.
All right, Christmas Monday, Eve, no.
23rd, yes, Christmas Eve, we're open. Yes, we're open until I think it's 4 o'clock.
So you can literally come down and grab crab cakes on Christmas Eve for people.
Absolutely. And shrimp platter if you want. Or you know, oysters or, you know, oysters on the half shell. We got all kinds of great stuff. Crab dip. We have a whole list, and it's on our website.
I love your shrimp salad, by the way.
I know. We have a whole list of things that items that we cater for the holidays.
All right. So just order it online.
Call us to order those things. Our online, we just turned over a new website, so we're a little bit slow on the online orders, but it's coming.
So today it will be 1 year since you catered my family weird sponsor thing we did with Dan Rodericks up at the BMA. And I haven't had you on in a while. I did the oyster tour. I did 26 oysters, 26 days, 26 ways. I had you on right before we began. You and James Bond from Living Classrooms gave me a whole... Rodericks did a whole thing with John Shields last week at Gertrude's on the oyster police.
Uh-huh.
There was some oyster federales that there were oyster beds and the mafia was involved 100 years ago.
Oh, my gosh, yes. There were oyster wars. Yes. You would not believe some of the things that went on in history with the oysters.
Well, I'm going to eat some shrimp
here.
I know.
So
tell me what else is going on. Give me, while I eat, you got a million things on your mind. You're racing. You're vacationing. Your mom. First off, mom and dad are well. Dad was a little bit like, you know, struggling earlier in the year, doing better.
Yep.
So you're opening Catonsville, and you're trying to get, because people.
I get that question
as much as you do. People come up and say, when is, because this sign's been up for a long, long time.
It has, but it has, the thing is that building is 100 years old. I know, aren't they amazing? Sweetie, could you grab some napkins?
I need napkins. Yeah, I'm a mess. Thank you.
The building is 100 years old, and unfortunately, as beautiful as that building is, it really wasn't very well maintained. There were a lot of
Well, you're opening a restaurant too, so it's never really been that kind of business, right? It was a wallpaper.
No, exactly.
Gym, right?
So it didn't have the proper water size lines. It didn't have the proper electric, and all that had
How
to be.
How old's the building? 100 years.
100 years.
Wow.
So I took out one of the electric panels that still had cotton cord. Connections to it. So we had to really gut the thing and put in a massive amount of plumbing, electric. We're going to be putting a solar roof on the top. There's just so much that had to be done. And now we find out that structurally, you know, that we've got some other issues that have to be dealt with. So it's taking a lot longer than we thought it would.
It's such a great community, right? I mean, like, you live on that side of town. We know of each other through Don Moeller and everything. And, you know, I texted with Evan Brown earlier today from State Fair and Beaumont. By the way, we are going to return here to Fadley's a cup of soup or bowl week. It's going to be the week of February 3rd. We're also going to return to State Fair over there. And I know you're getting closer and closer to getting things done over there. Can you give our audience, because people drive by and they're like, it was a wallpaper place and it's Fadley. Is she going to open a fish market? I mean, she's a fishmonger's daughter. And listen, Nacho Mama's closing down this week. You saw that, right? So yeah. Finn and I are very close. We did the show at Mama's on the Half Shell up in Owings Mills about 6 weeks ago. I had no idea this was coming. And I see Mama's on the Half Shell versus Nacho Mama's and think Scunny had a different concept. It was more upscale, a little different. I don't know that Fadley's was ever a concept, right? This is sort of an evolution.
It's much more of an evolution.
Much more of an evolution, right? I mean, and even you're moving 100 yards to the new market and everything in here sort of looks like the old place. This isn't a new concept. This is what you were doing across the street.
Correct.
What you're doing in Catonsville is not what we know as Fadley's, right?
No, it's not. It's not going to be a duplicate. That's why the brand extension of the fishmonger's daughter, it's going to be Fadley's the fishmonger's daughter, because it's not going to be the exact same menu as here. We will have a small fish market in the front of the building, right when you come in.
But
so
this
you'll
is going
to
be an elegant restaurant. It's going to be
a sit-down restaurant. Yes. So we have,
and I bet it's going to look like it's been there 100 years, right? Like it's not going to be ultra modern. I've been in your home. This is going to be a really. It's going to be appropriate.
It's going to look like it's been there
right.
as long as we have. And that's what we wanted. So the fishmonger's daughter will be the first floor. It's more of a restaurant, less bar area, but there will be a raw bar a section. You'll be able to get the raw oysters at any table service. But then, so we're not ignoring our past. So we'll have the raw bar piece. We'll have all types of Maryland seafood. Local seafood,
you're have
East
these
Coast
shrimp,
seafood.
Specifically, these
we are
shrimp.
Going to have these shrimp.
My God, these are good.
They're the best
what
shrimp
am I,
in
what
the world.
What is going on? Why are these so good?
Because they're fresh. They were caught 2 days ago.
These are really sweet,
and they're tender. That they're so much more tender than anything that's been frozen. The flavor is so much better than anything that's been farmed.
I learned stuff with you, man. I mean. And it's shrimps and shrimps and shrimps. My dad would get the boxes of the frozen Gulf shrimp coming home from the point.
And they're good.
Right.
But I mean, these are better. And you know, if you were down in the Carolinas, you'd be getting these fresh shrimp. But we can
I don't want to go there. I want to be here in Maryland
right
now.
I know.
And if I'm down there, I can ship things from Fadley's. I don't need to be down there right now.
Yes, but they you know, if you have these with your crab, with your Maryland oysters, it just like completes the whole. Actually, we have some really great shrimp in the Virginia waters, but they're kind of out of season right now.
Well, I've been trying to learn about oysters. I did the Oyster Recovery Partnership with you and Will a couple months ago. I don't say what I learned about oysters, but you were my guiding light. I mean, literally, you're the reason I did it. I ate oysters in a way and think about them in a different way than maybe I ever did, because as a kid in East Baltimore, it was a shucked, you know, lemon and cocktail sauce on an oyster.
Hot sauce, yeah.
And bullet oyster roast, and, you know, as a kid. My mother never made an oyster in our house never cooked an oyster. I had never been offered a cooked oyster other than on the Half Shell in New Orleans, which I went through 12 years ago, so I was in my 40s, before anyone had offered me a grilled oyster. Now, Rockefeller, because of the cheesy and the spinach, I probably got on that in my 30s or 40s, I'd had that as a cooked oyster item. But I would say it's the only way I'd ever eaten a cooked oyster in my life was in a Rockefeller.
Uh-huh.
And then you brought me those fried oysters about two and a half years ago. We got to talking about them. I'm like, it tastes like fried chicken. That's what I learned. When I went up to the Hamden, I want to get her name right because I keep confusing Urban Oyster and Charm City. I'm mixing names, but up in Hamden, they did a fritter with an egg on a Sunday brunch, and I'm like, blew my mind. And then the things you can do with an oyster with toppings, not just cheese and spinach, anything.
Right, anything.
Bacon, oils, vinaigrettes, mignonette sauce.
Right. There's so many things you can do with an oyster.
I just did cocktail sauce and thought that was the only way to eat an oyster, and I'm dumb.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're making me smart.
And there's so much you can do with an oyster. And an oyster stew is fabulous. I mean, we love scalloped oysters, all kinds of oysters are fabulous.
Do you do oyster stew here?
We haven't picked the oyster
That's
stew
a special
up. It's usually
thing.
It's usually a winter item for us, but we haven't picked it back up again yet.
Free plug for Riley's oyster, because I've known him forever too, and he's in my neighborhood, who's kind of my wife when she was ill. I went in his place unannounced on a Monday night. I had some friends in there, and I ordered just a cup of oysters, because I was eating oysters every day,
Right.
And only so many I can eat, right? And that was my day to get the stew. And it took him a long time to make it. Didn't come like in 3 minutes, because it wasn't like they ladled
right.
it.
No, you have to
they
make it.
They made
fresh.
The stew.
Yeah, you have to make it.
And
fresh.
It was unbelievably yeah. delicious.
Yes. It
and
is.
I had oyster
there's
stew.
There's only a couple of ingredients, and it's so good.
I know I'm a little young for the peppermill, but I went to the peppermill, and that's uh-huh. the other place I had the oyster stew. Uh-huh. Very similar, buttery, rich, creamy.
Right. It's butter,
what
cream,
have I been
celery.
Missing out on all these years by not knowing the Divine and On family, Thank God you're here to teach me things.
We'll have that plus more. We will have some meats. We will have some chicken and things like that on our menu at Fishmonger's Daughter. So it'll be a full restaurant. And then the upstairs is going to be called the Plymouth Room, and then we have a 5,000 square foot event space.
It's a real room.
It's a real room. It's a beautiful, it's a great big square room. It's where they baked. It's where the Heidelbach family,
200 people
bakery.
You could do for an event
yes.
there, like in yeah. that range. 20 tables.
250,
okay,
yes.
all right.
What's
coming? She promises me in the yep. summer now. We're summer, hopefully.
I'm shooting for July. So, if I can get it open sooner, we'll get it open sooner. But somewhere between, they're telling me April. But you know how that goes.
You know
I'm
what?
For
that,
July.
And then you add 90.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what you do. Any construction project, yeah. I've been in like yeah. my condo, uh-huh. it's going to be done at the end of the year. No, it'll be done in the spring. Yeah, yeah, you know yeah, what I mean? Yeah, you just yeah, add yeah, 90
yeah,
days.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. So,
what are
anyway,
these shrimp?
There are fresh shrimp. Those are the only ones we're selling right now. We sell the 5-pound boxes of Texas shrimp. The frozen ones, so you can come in and get a 5-pound box if you want. You kind of get a discount.
The best part
on the
is
five
I don't
pounds.
Have to share
but
it with my wife because you don't like them.
These are fresh Carolina shrimp. And we just, we
You
sell
ordered
a load
pound of them. I'm like, I can't eat a pound. I've already eaten a half pound. No. Matt's over here looking at me right now. So Matt Gallagher's going to join us next. We're going to talk about the city, government, leadership, Democratic Party, Republican Party. I'm talking a lot about the Democratic Party today because I have Robbie Leonard here because I hit him on Facebook and we got into, it wasn't just a debate that I wanted to bring on the air. And he loves Fadley's script. When I said, you want to come to Fadley's? Yeah, I'll go to Fadley's. So he'll be down here a little later on.
But you can ship to your friends, family, the crab cakes as a gift. You can ship vouchers. And that is all done online on our new website. So visit us on FadleysCrabCakes.com.
Keep going. Now, the more you talk, the more shrimp I get to eat. Because I fix
well, you're
my hands.
Taking home what you don't eat.
No,
so.
But I mean, they're warm. They're just, I'm squirting a little lemon on
you
that.
You got to come and enjoy.
And then I'm getting into that. I'm making a mess here because I'm
Come Dundalk, get some but. Oysters. Come get some shrimp. Come get some crab cakes.
God.
Order your crab cakes online.
I love this show.
I know.
I love my sponsors.
You lucky dog.
I don't know. All right. We're Fadley's. It's all brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have some scratch-offs to give away here. I'm going to go give them away when I wash my hands. Man, when your hands smell like Maryland,
I know.
That's when you the know the bay. Holidays are yep, good, man. Yep. Back for more at Fadley's. All are brought to you by Jiffy Lube, MultiCare. Luke is on his way to Ravens training camp literally as we speak. Ravens have 3 games in 11 days. I'm going to need some shrimp. I'm going to need some beer. I'm going to need some relaxation. And we're going to get through this together. Back for more from Fadley. Stay with
us. Come visit us.
All right. Please do.